What's up, y'all? Welcome to Perfectly Poured. I'm Brittany, your host, and of course, this is a space where we get real about life, faith, and everything in between. Whether you're pushing through the tough stuff, chasing your dreams, or just trying to keep your cup full, I'm here with some honest talk and good vibes to help you along the way. So let's pour into the journey together, one step at a time. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Perfectly Poured. I am so happy to be back. Y'all, I feel like I took a minor hiatus, but really, in all actuality, I missed you. Well, as you guys know, I'm your host, Brittany, and today I have a lot to tell y'all. So, I know previously on my episode with Scarlett, I told you guys that we're going to have a special guest come, and that is still in the works. But before we do that, I needed to put this episode out because I felt led and called to do so. So I hadn't put out an episode in about 2 weeks now because I went on vacation for my birthday. Your girl turned 30. Ooh, ooh. And man, when I tell you, the Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. I do remember prior to turning 30, by the way, my birthday was October 1st, went out to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee with the fam. Also, my heart goes out to those who are in Western North Carolina and the regions that Hurricane Helene had affected. My prayers are with you guys, and if there's any way that I can support, I would love to. Please let me know. Drop it down in the comments, because my household and my loved ones are more than happy to help out any way that we can. I do thank God that as we were out in Tennessee, that we weren't affected during our travels and where we were at. So the most that we had was rain out there. But there were certain areas in Tennessee that was close by that was affected. So I am very, very grateful that we were able to, you know, God held up the storm. So, y'all, let's get into it. Before I start this, just want to let you guys know that prior to me going on this trip, I definitely did pray and I asked God. I said, God, please let me know and show me what it is that I need to let go before I turn 30. And y'all, when you guys pray, you know when they tell you that you need to make sure that you are careful with your words, make sure you're careful with your words, especially if you don't know how you're going to receive whatever you have prayed for. And that isn't just to be afraid of what you're praying for. It's just to make sure that you're prepared for what you're going to pray for, because God will deliver it. Now, and also, let me make this clear. God is not a God of malice. He's not a God that's going to punish you or sit you. No. Yes, you will be rightfully convicted, but when you are called, and also when you are chosen, you have to let go of certain habits. For me, one of them that God has shown me specifically was people pleasing. And let me make this clear. People pleasing is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let that sink in. It's not. It gotta go. You have to be able to say no. Okay. And I think that is something that God has been working on in me this entire year. He has been showing me that before he can take me to the next level and before I can enter in my next chapter, there are some things that I need to go that is not of him, but of this world. And I think that it's when you go through trauma, which I have gone through my fair share of experience in this lifetime, I felt the dire need to love people more than I love myself. And that ended up quickly turning into people pleasing. And I personally think, and I just had this conversation with my therapist on how our job as Christians, and we'll get into the topics on, you know, divesting what that looks like, but our job as Christians is to love other people, you know, but not to force love unto others or to gauge what that love that what our love looks like on other people. Like, to how can we measure that effectively? Because if you're not careful, it'll turn into people pleasing. I was so focused on making sure everybody was good that I neglected myself from having a great time and experiencing the blessings that God had given. That was not a fruit of the Spirit. And if we all know what the fruit of the Spirit is, we're going to go through it together. We gonna go through it together, baby. We're gonna go through it together. I have some Bible verses and stuff I want to pick up and let y'all know about. Because y'all, hold on. Okay, so the fruit of the Spirit, as described in Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, consists of 9 attributes that are produced in a Christian's life when they are led by the Holy Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we are people-pleasing, all of those things fly out the window. Because we are not loving ourselves, there's no joy in it. We don't have a sense of peace of mind because we are so worried about taking care of other people and putting their needs ahead of ours. There's no patience because we don't give ourselves patience to stop and think and to feel and to breathe. Kindness, we're being overly kind to other people where we're enabling them. There's no goodness out of it because we feel discomfort, right? We don't get a chance to have a say-so in what we want or what we don't want. And I think there's no faithfulness in there either. There's no gentleness and there's no self-control. Because first of all, we are so fixated on making sure that we are so treating people with fragility that we end up enabling them. Or better yet, we don't understand exactly what their need is. We are forcing our need on them. We are wanting to constantly be loved in their eyes. We are wanting to constantly not be in a not okay place with them, right? Like, we don't ever want to feel like that we're not on a good page or on the same page with them, because that makes us feel uncomfortable. But what we fail to realize is it's selfish. People pleasing is selfish. It is. It's selfish because you are not allowing a authentic relationship to happen with that person. You're not giving a chance to say no, because what if whatever it is that you're people pleasing for is unhealthy for them? It winds up being unhealthy for you because it's not good for your mentality. Well, it's not good for your mental state. Something clicked this morning on my way home. This morning I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm listening to a song called Hallelujah by Forspring, and there's a thing that he says in there. He was like, I've been set free, I've been made. Hold on, let me find it so I can actually find the lyrics, so y'all know I ain't lying. Hold on, wait, let me go ahead and scroll. Let me get the lyrics to it, because that literally made pieces click for me. That's a snippet. Shout out Forrest Frank. I love him so much. Segue real quick while I find this. I feel so much more led to listen to Christian music more now than anything else. Baby, that's secular music. If y'all are not careful, it changes your whole perspective. It just changes your whole... It becomes dark. Listening to constant secular music becomes dark. Especially for your aura and your environment. You know, just how you feel and everything else. Yeah, it ain't cool. But I notice how different I feel when I don't listen to secular music. I feel more lighter. I feel like I can think clear. There was a post that I had reposted on my Instagram story and was like, you know, the best thing that you could do is wash your mind in scripture, because your mind gets dirty throughout the day. So the best thing to do is just to wash it clean with the word of God. I think that's Bible. All right. So the lyric says, Hallelujah, I get to be me, and just the way you made me is how I'm supposed to be. When your girl made two wires click, girl, what? I was able to finally realize that people pleasing and trying to show up and overanalyzing every single part of my relationships stop me from showing up authentically as I was supposed to be. God made me this way. God made me caring, loving. I'm literally the embodiment of the fruit of the Spirit. Like, I'm not even trying to toot my own horn. It's just true, because I genuinely want to love and have joy. I love peace. I love being gentle. I love having self-control. The reason why is because I'm able to take in doses this life with great measurement and bring forth the kingdom as I'm supposed to. If I did not embody the fruits of the Spirit, I would not be mentally sane. And I know what it looks like, because there was a time and period when I was operating of this world, and changing my life from that allowed me to be freed from depression, anxiety, and fear. And I'm going to tell you something also on this trip, because I was so worried about the joy of other people and not the joy of myself. This is supposed to be a momental trip where I let things go that have been holding me back, and I'm surrounding it and being intentional with family. The thing that I forgot to take into note that I had already prepped myself for was, number one, people have personalities and it has nothing to do with me. People also have different situations going on in their realm of things. It has nothing to do with me. The best thing that I can do is be the light so people can see the light and want to be able to move accordingly. That's the best thing that I can do, as well as praying for other people. I was so caught up in what was going wrong that I had submitted myself to fearful thinking. I submitted myself to not being aligned and in the Word of God. I was just, and then on top of that, your girl was turning up too. So I was not in the mindset of clearer thinking. I allowed negativity to be in my space for way too long, until the Monday before my birthday, because my birthday is on Tuesday, October 1st. The Monday before, we went to Anakista, which is a beautiful place. If you ever visit Tennessee, or if you live in Tennessee and you've been to this place, you guys will know what I'm talking about. But if you ever get a chance to visit, when I tell you, you see the goodness of God on that mountain, it is just such a beautiful thing. I let it all go. God showed me I needed to let go of fear. He showed me I needed to let go of people pleasing, because it wasn't going to take me anywhere. In order for me to be exactly where he needs me to be, far ahead of this time, I need to be able to say no rightfully. I need to be able to say, let me think about that. I need to be able to stand up for myself and stand firm in the Word of God, to where he can use me and utilize me for the greatness and good of his word. And that's my job. My job is to be the light. So I learned it the hard way, because I ended up having a nervous breakdown. But I thank God for revelation. And I was talking to a girlfriend of mine. I also talked to my therapist, and it was like, you know, there's a fine line between expressing ourselves and expressing and venting about experiences that we have with close people that may have experienced the same thing with us, and gossiping. I think the first thing that we need to do before we ever do anything or go through anything and we're facing a problem, go to God with it first. That's a privilege. Having an open conversation with the Most High is a privilege. That's a privilege. The moment that we say, God, look, I don't know what's going on right now, but I need your help. Be open to the fact that he's going to answer you. And it may not be in the way that you want. I think that's where people fall short, because they're looking for an instantaneous answer. And he will give you an answer in different things. Don't ever limit God on what he can do. That's also something else that he showed me. But there is a limit. There's a line on what is right, true, and just as far as expressing yourself versus going onto the deep end and entertaining adversity and negativity, such as gossip. And I think I found myself doing that, and I allowed myself to be out of God's alignment. And when you are covered by the shadow of the Almighty and you entertain things as if you are not, you will get spiritually attacked. And I did. So I want that to be a lesson. We'll go into details on what that looks like later, but I just want you to be encouraged, because I learned a lesson. I did. And in that lesson, I think that with the conviction that God had given me initially, of course, I repented. and I had to forgive myself, I had to take steps of forgiveness in order to gain clarity. When you go through a hard situation, the best thing that you can do in order to pick yourself up and dust yourself off after you've gone through the brutality, is to forgive yourself for what you've endured and also forgive others so you can take the first step, right? But don't condemn yourself. Don't convict yourself more than what God is convicting you, right? Another thing also that I want to let y'all know about is there's a note that I had put down from therapy yesterday. Shout out to my therapist. She is amazing. God, you did your big one with that. Safety checks. I'm actively working on that. But safety checks are really necessary when you are trying to unlearn things and form better habits. How do you check in with yourself, right? So for people pleasing, letting go of what people pleasing is and looks like, I have to make sure that I do the following. I have to check in with myself to see, all right, am I loving people well and not people pleasing? There's a difference. How am I loving people well and not people pleasing? How can I just trust that my relationship with said person, big or small, is safe? Because at the end of the day, the reason why people please is because they want to feel safe. They want to feel validated. But let me tell you something. You don't need to seek anybody else's validation when you've already been validated. You are loved. You are kind. You are special. You are needed in this world. And you don't have to seek that from anybody. When you realize your worth, it makes hell's gates tremble because there's so much power in knowing who and whose you are. And God has been literally holding up a megaphone to let me know that in my ear, but I've been hard-headed. But now I realize it. Now I realize. Now I understand. Now I understand in totality what that means and what that looks like. And I'm grateful because I can trust, like, with my relationship with my in-laws, and I've been trying to perfect it because I wanted this movie like fairy tale relationship. The thing is that they're already good. When we press and do too much and overanalyze and overthink things, we end up spoiling what is good. How can it be authentic if we're not being authentic to ourselves? If I just show up like who I am because people know who I am, the enemy tries to trick you to make you seem like you're something else, and then that's when your relationship's ruined. Because he's trying to make you overthink and overanalyze everything in your life that you end up showing up as something that you're not, and ruining everything. I think about That's So Raven when she'll try to stop a vision from happening and she ends up fumbling and making a fool out of herself. That's exactly what we do. Show up authentically and use accountability. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If there's something that you could work on and turn, then that's cool. But then also, we are all flawed. If we show up authentically and we do what's right and we're operating in the fruits of the spirit, then everything will go well. But then, there's that question, okay, but what if this person that I'm in this relationship with sees something that is wrong that could be potentially right? Well, go to God about it. Seek clarity about it. That's why conversations exist. That's why communication is huge. So anyways, that's what I learned before turning 30. By the grace of God, I am renewed. And I just thought that I'd put this episode out first to check in with y'all, let you know that I'm still here. I'm still operating in my purpose. God just had to reposition my focus and what I need to do. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So before I can do anything else and operate in the gifts that he's given me, I had to do the internal work. So Monday, I let it all go on that mountain, is what I was trying to let y'all know in Anakista. I let go of everything. And on Tuesday, I think because I was so overwhelmed from the past days of operating not how I was supposed to, or letting go or detaching from old self, that I was emerging and evolving into new self. So here I am, back and better, and I'm so happy to now present to you who Brittany actually is. Bold, brilliant, light, loving, kind, gentle, peace. You can find peace with me, baby. I'm home. I strive to literally live my life in the fruit of the spirits. And when I tell you to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, let me be specific. And when I tell you how good that feels, it feels good. Also, my voice kind of changed. I don't know if this is like what my voice is supposed to sound like, or this is the residue of me growing up in Tennessee. But anyways, love y'all. Peace, love, chicken grease. Be blessed, stay blessed, and watch out for the next episode that will be coming up very soon. I'm gonna have a very special guest to me, and to also the world as well. Herbie McKelvey will be joining me on my next episode to talk about suicide prevention and mental health tips, especially because it's very much needed. So I love y'all. Be blessed. Let me know how I could pray for you. And if you're watching this and it has inspired you and you want to share it with somebody, please be sure to do so. Also, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, click that subscribe link. Follow me for more loving tips, tricks, and whatnot. And I just can't wait to continue to build out this beautiful foundation with you guys, because I think it's going to be amazing. So, with love, this is Perfectly Poured. Bring your teacups next time so I can pour into it. Peace, y'all.